Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Well, if you knew who I am. I know you know who I am. Sometimes I forget to say that. And somebody just tunes in and says, who is that crazy guy? Who's that weirdo? Some guy talking about small business all the time. Does he think those guys are important? Well, you know what? Yes, I do. I think small business owners are extremely important. They're not just important, they're paramount. Yeah, that's right up on top there. And somebody who I think agrees with me is our good friend Elise Benin. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, and including Stop Pushing Me Around, a book for shy people like me. And she's our good friend. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, I'd really thank you for writing this book for me, Elise.
You've really taken it to heart and completely transformed yourself.
It's transformed me. I used to be a wallflower. Now I'm not. It's changed my life, Elise.
And it can do that for you, too.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Elise, the economy.
Yeah.
Is, here's what's interesting, Elise.
Tell me.
As I travel around, for example, a week before last, I gave a speech to the chamber at Hampton Roads, Virginia, and there was probably 230 or so, 250 people in the audience, and I asked them to raise their hand if they felt like their business was off, and I'm going to say maybe 4 or 5 people raised their hand. Now let's say that they were only the brave ones, you know, the ones that
right.
were truthful. And let's say that there were double that number that didn't raise their hand. So there's 10 maybe that should have raised their hand. Then I said, how many of you are having a pretty good year this year? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, you know, that over half of the rest of them raised their hand. So the ratio of people having a pretty good year to people not having a good year was way, way high on the good year side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to be happening in the next quarter or next 2 quarters, but I don't think we all need to presume that everybody's having a bad year.
I would agree with you, definitely. I think there's a distinction to be made between what's really happening right now and what we can project and the news, basically. And what I see happening is a lot of people nervous because they don't know what's going to happen, and they haven't been, in my case, doing their marketing. You know, most of the people who come to me come because they haven't been doing their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nervous about what's going to happen. Not that things are bad right now, because at that point it's kind of too late. On the other hand,
it's the unknown they're worried about, huh?
Exactly. On the other hand, I got a message from one of my clients the other day, and he said, we're being bombarded with work because the economy is tanking and large companies are laying off in-house design teams. He's a designer.
Yeah.
And he says the work is ripe for the picking for small businesses, so spread the word. So my main point these days is there's plenty of work out there. You just have to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And be open and responsive and in touch with your market.
And don't watch the economic talking heads all day long.
Right.
One of the main things I've been telling people all year long, and since January, I've been saying, spend more time listening to your customers and less time listening to the talking heads.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And if you do, and the reason is because somebody's doing something. Somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
Right.
Might as well be you.
Yeah, and you know, in the communications industries also, no matter what's happening, companies still need to be communicating with their markets. So, you know, so the question then becomes, what is different and what are people looking for? What do they need? And that's the type of research and talking to people that I think it's important to be doing. What does your market need right now?
Mm-hmm. And I like what you I like the use of your word flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a 2006 attitude about how to solve 2008 solutions, can you?
No. No, you cannot.
Things here are different, right, Toto?
Definitely. And so what are the my question, and this is kind of a question for you, what are some of the things that change during this type of economy? And one thought that someone else said to me is that loyalty weakens. You know, people are less loyal because if they can get it for less, then they'll consider it now.
Except if you become what I call an integrated partner. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been trying to convince people to do, is to become integrated partners with your bigger customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get to that point, you know, reliability, and if there's one thing a business doesn't need right now is an abort. We don't need a piece of the chain to fall to break.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with you on some levels about the loyalty thing, but if you become a very integrated partner, a very important link in that organization, you know, they don't have if they're laying people off, they don't have time to retrain a new vendor.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I think you're exactly right. If you're just a vendor, if all you are is a vendor to a customer, and you can't be integrated partners with everybody, if all you are is a vendor to your customer, then I think the loyalty challenge is there. But if you've entrenched, if you've gotten yourself stuck into your customer's hide there like a rusty fish hook, you know, it's going to be hard to get you out.
I actually completely agree with that, but the other side of the issue is not so much talking about me and how I relate to my clients, but other prospects out there. It's important to know that their loyalty could be weakening, and maybe that means there's an opening for you.
That's right, and it's amazing how many people don't go after business when things are up because they think nobody wants to do business with them.
That's right.
You know, I call it the homecoming queen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
See, nobody asked the most beautiful girl in school for the prom because everybody thought she had a date.
Right.
So she stayed home. So we got all these beautiful customers out here. Maybe you're the only one who's called on them today, and when you walk in the door, they're going to say, "I'm so glad you came."
That's right.
20 after, right back after these messages, with our good friend Elise Benin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Richie Valenzuela, also known as Richie Valens. Take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Elise Benin is all over all of our websites. She's deposited her wisdom, cast her wisdom before us, her wisdom pearls before us over the years, and we couldn't do without her. She is the author of a number of books, and her website is marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right. And can I just tell you that on our new revamped site, on our page under the About section for our team, you'll be happy to see that we have pictures of our two dogs.
Oh.
Because dogs are incredibly strong marketing tools.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you can go there right now as we're talking, but you can see Charlie, the master networker.
Yeah, I know about Charlie. Charlie's been around a long time, hasn't he?
He's almost two. He's not that old.
Okay, that's right. No, Charlie's a puppy. That's right. So where do I find the dogs?
Under About and then Team.
I got you.
And Charlie's bio, how he came to us, and cute little picture. And then we have Sabrina. She's the diva in residence. They're part of our team, and I'm just telling you that because people who have dogs on their website...
You've told us about that before, the dog thing. Now, I don't have... All right, let's see.
You don't have a dog?
Yeah, No, I was saying that you were telling me about pictures, showing people pictures of your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's Charlie and Sabrina. You used to have cats, didn't you?
I still have cats. They're just not part of our team.
Oh, so so are you saying that cats aren't as good at marketing? You know, we're going to get a little rumble going here, folks. Are you saying, at least, I want to pursue this. Are you saying that cats are not as strong at marketing as dogs are?
I just might be saying that, Jim.
If you think about it, you never see somebody out in the park walking a cat.
No, because mostly the cats are supposed to stay home.
Well, mostly cats won't go for a walk with their staff.
No.
Because somebody said, you know, to a dog your family, to cats your staff. Saw anybody ever walk a cat, right?
I've seen a couple of those actually.
Yeah.
But not too many.
So if a guy wanted to get lucky in the park and meet girls in the park, would he take a dog or a cat?
He would take a dog, a puppy.
Take a dog. A puppy,
ideally.
Right? Yeah, not a big. Well, unless it's a big lovable dog, right? So,
yes.
Folks, don't worry. This is about marketing. We're talking about marketing, right?
Well, actually, when I was in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, with a networking group, they were talking about organizing networking dog walks, which I thought was a brilliant idea.
But sometimes the dogs fight, though.
Well, most dogs don't fight, Jim.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
I mean, it's
whatever you say, Elise.
if you're an aggressive person, you might have an aggressive dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you'd have much luck with the ladies, guys, if you walk around. I think maybe if you walked around with a cat in a park, I think maybe, you know, you'd be sending the wrong messages, maybe. But I don't know. Anyway, that's just me. But how can we work dogs into a marketing message?
Well, let's see. I know someone who uses a note from the dog as a collection tool. Did you tell me that?
No.
No, somebody told me that recently, that when they're owed money and the person isn't paying, they basically send a note from the dog saying... I won't be eating unless you pay this bill.
I'm having to eat the bad dog food until you pay your bill.
That's right. And it works. It works.
Well, what do you think about animal pets in the work in the business?
Customers
come in and they see the cat or the dog or whatever running around the business.
I think it's wonderful.
You do?
I do.
You think that's an attraction for customers?
For many customers, not
for
all.
Many, but not for everyone, right?
No, nothing's for everybody.
I know a guy who carried birds to his office.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he lost customers because some people didn't like birds.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
some people have this thing about birds, right?
What?
Some people have a thing about birds.
Yes, but we can't please everyone.
I know. It's the Alfred Hitchcock thing, I think. But
we have to be ourselves and know our customers and be flexible, especially in difficult times.
There, I have seen some businesses where the animals were actually the celebrity of the business. In fact, I've known some businesses that have gotten multiple articles by the newspaper about the animal, the cat or the dog.
Mm-hmm. It's a hook.
Yeah.
Definitely. See, if you had a dog, you'd have an automatic hook.
Well, I wouldn't say automatic. it might increase your chances, but I mean, most people don't mind dogs, but you got to be careful with that. But anyway, we're just talking about different ways of thinking about how to get your piece of the pie, even when the times are challenging. Because at least I don't know about you, but I'm planning on being in business next year. That means I've got to be successful this year.
Absolutely, and I have one last piece of advice for people. And that is to take extra special care of the clients that you have and the prospects that are considering working with you.
Love them up. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Be extra responsive. Be extra attentive. Anticipate, you know, as much as you can.
Love them up within an inch of their lives.
That's right.
Hey, at least give us the website one more time.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
And go look at Sabrina and Charlie there, folks. They're cute as they can be, almost as cute as Elise. Hey, thanks, Elise, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to kick a quick break. Right back with a new friend, Roy Herberger. He's a newspaper publisher. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.